Thank you for holding. Is this Steve?
Yes.
Hey, Steve. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's a little busy. Good problem, I guess. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Basically, you just put us up there, our name up there. So when people Google it, we're seen first, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. If you did the search on Google right now, you typed in lawn care or landscaping, even snow removal, you'll get guys like Perio, Property Maintenance, All-American Lawn and Landscape, and DLN Renovations and Landscaping. Have you heard of those guys?
Yes.
Okay. That's where we're talking about listing you now. So we have one spot that became available, and my representatives, just like Tara that you were speaking to there on the beginning of the call here, they're going down a list of qualified or potentially qualified candidates that Google gave us, and we're just looking for one of you guys to fill the spot. Once we fill that position, we close out the category. So we can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services or is in the same category. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So we list you on the first page of Google for 15 different keywords or services. So lawn care would just be one, landscaping two, you know, snow removal if you do that, three. There's 15 total. And you could cover up to 40 miles, but Tara said you like to keep it within 20, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. We could keep it local. And then she was requesting a website for you, said you didn't have one, but maybe your son was working on it?
Well, he was trying, you know, he wants to eventually do that, yeah. So, I mean,
okay.
Something, yeah.
Well, this would do it all at once, Steve. I mean, the hardest part about getting on Google is not so much the cost or the website. It's the availability of those positions. You know, you could build the fanciest website in the world, but if you don't show up in the 10 seconds that people are Googling for a lawn care or landscaping company, your chances of getting those jobs are pretty slim, right? So the major benefit to you is the spot. We do have a package where we can include a website for you. It's no extra cost. It would just be a part of the service. That way we can make sure that you're not missing anything compared to these other guys like Perio Property Maintenance. How does that sound?
Yeah, that works.
Yep, we can get you your own .com. And this one will be professionally built. But we could still have your son included, you know, if he wants some input there or wants to make changes. We have a whole graphic design team here that'll be able to make the site look exactly how you guys want it to look and represent the business properly.
Yeah, he basically runs the business. I just help him out. The business is actually in his name and my wife's.
Got it.
I just get blessed with all the phone calls and.
So let me be clear. Are you allowed? Or I shouldn't say allowed. That's a weird thing to say when it's you're the dad, right? I got a little boy, so I'm allowed to do whatever I want. But are you authorized to make a marketing purchase on behalf of the business?
Yeah, my son's sitting right next to me. We're actually driving to go look at a job.
Okay, awesome. I just want to make sure I'm not getting an angry call from him going, hey, you know, my dad spent this money without telling me. It's a good thing. I'm sure he wouldn't be worried about it. Google, you know, it's the number one way for business owners to generate leads for the last 18 years. Even that system that you guys are on right here, when I look up your name, Home Advisor by Angie's, those guys get their leads. They get their leads from Google. So they do something kind of similar. You could actually see them on the first page if you look up lawn care in the area or landscaping. But it'll say like 10 best lawn care and landscaping companies. And those guys basically will just put themselves up there. When they get a lead, they'll send it out to like three or four of you. And they charge you like a lead fee or deduct it to a balance. With this, you guys are listed independently. You'll actually be listed above that Home Advisor by Angie's List listing on the first page. And you'll see your business name, your website. These guys can just call you directly without the lead fees or the leads going to three or four other people. And I'm sure you can see that.
Yeah, no, we're using Angie too right now. I don't know. It's the same thing as
It's fine. It helps us out too. So it's not, I can't say nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? It's an old saying, about as old as we are. But, you know, I guess what I'm trying to allude to though is if you guys can do well with that, then I know you'll do great with Google because they're not sending the lead to three or four other guys. The customers are just able to contact you directly as a live call. And that's what most people do. They usually Google it, not Home Advisor it. But, as far as cost, you guys, there's a package, like I said, it's called the Platinum Package. It comes with the website included. I'm going to text it over to you now.
Okay.
Okay. It's advertised on the website at $599 month to month. But what I was thinking I could do for you, if you want to come on board with us today, I can apply a new in business credit since you're still under that 5-year threshold. I could get the rate reduced to just $299 month to month, and then there's no other fees or charges. So that's all you're looking at is just a flat rate, $299 on a month-to-month basis.
And you can cancel at any time or whatever, or are you locked in?
Yeah, if you're ever unhappy, you could discontinue or cancel at any time. We want you guys coming back on your own. So we provide you with a tracking system. It comes in the form of an app. You could download on your guys' mobile device there if you just type in local splash, and you'll have your own UN and password, and it'll keep track of all the leads and the clicks and the calls that we're generating for you guys. And our hope is that you dig into that at least a couple times a month and see that it's a lot more beneficial than what it's costing you, and you want to continue to use it. That's kind of our game plan there.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. You'd rather listen on Google and wait for leads on Google instead of waiting for Angie. But then there's Angie.
I know. They were sitting there thinking we just did the Angie thing again for the next year. That's at like three something a month, and then another three something, 300 for you guys. So
I hear you. I hear you. Well, if you could do anything with Angie, like I said, you know, they're using Google to get the leads that they're selling to you. So you'd basically be cutting out a middleman here. And if you look at that Platinum Package, not only are we listing you on Google with your own Google verified placement or Google business profile, but we're actually going to build you your own .com website. So those are things we're actually building for your business instead of just putting you on our business website, right? These are things you guys would keep even if you were to leave the first page placement later. Also, we put you on Facebook, run Facebook ads through there as well. That's a part of that $299 package and service. So you can get leads from Facebook. We also do a directory submission for your company that's going to list you on Google's trusted directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, the Apple Safari search engine. They also pull from Google verified contractors for their top recommendations. So you're at the top of all the iPhones and you're on Bing, which is the second largest search engine in the world. They have a top five, and they usually pull from Google's verified guides. So you can have all your eggs in one basket and do pay per lead at $300 a month, or you know, at $299 month.
No, it's $350 a month. I don't pay for the leads. It's just they just sent them over. So one.
I gotcha. I've been doing it for a while, so sometimes I hear different things from different people. Sometimes they're pay-per-lead, sometimes they're on a flat monthly, and then they send them opportunities without actual leads. Either way, you know, being listed independently is always going to be better than going through a third-party reseller when it comes to generating leads and job opportunities that actually turn into jobs, right? That's the most important thing.
Andrew's a little funny, I know that.
Yeah, yeah, and I've worked with a lot of guys who've used them in the past, and they always tell me, man, I wish you would have called us sooner, you know, because then they wouldn't have spent so much money or time, which is probably the only thing more valuable than the money, on calls and chasing things around and trying to beat another guy to the punch, you know. So all I'm saying is compare it, you know, and that's what this offer is designed to do. If you look at the pricing page, that Platinum Package is normally $599. I cut it in half just to try to get your foot in the door. I know once your foot's in the door, it'll sell itself to you guys. It'll beat out any other marketing strategy under the sun.
No, it sounds great. Is there any way that you guys can call me back in a little bit, or is this like I got to make a decision on the phone right now?
Yeah, I mean, we could always call you back. It's just these spots, they usually fill pretty quickly. I think the only reason we even have a spot available right now is because of the time of the year. A lot of times what these guys do is they'll lock it up for like 6 months or a year at a time. So then we have to basically wait for another one to open up before we could revisit the conversation. But what's holding you back? I mean, what concerns do you guys have about getting on the first page of Google, getting your website professionally built and hosted? Sounds to me like it was something you were already doing. Oh,
You just caught us at a bad, like me at a bad time. I'm pulling up to a job to go look at it.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, I hear you. I've caught guys in weird situations before. They're like, I'm on a roof. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm like, all right. Well, if it's something that you guys are serious about, you know, taking the business to the next step, it would only take me about 2 to 3 minutes to actually create the account and secure the position for you. And I could set up a follow-up call called a client interview, where we could sit down and actually go over like the keywords, the area you want to target, building the website, and getting your Google verification done.
All right. So I just lock in now or something? How do I do that?
Yeah, if it's something that you guys want to give a shot, you'd only be committing to the next 30 days. I would just need about 2 to 3 minutes. I got to create your Google business profile. This is actually what the customers would be seeing on the first page of Google that makes you exist as like a real business that they could look up. So on the first page of Google, Steve, you guys can only have one phone number up there. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
You want to use your number, right?
We can use my number.
I'd use a different number, but...
Okay. What's your son's name? I didn't get a chance to speak with him. I hear him there though.
It's Junior.
See, Junior. His name is MC.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm gonna send over my direct number for Steve and Steve Junior. And we have a 24/7 customer service, but I wanna make sure you're actively involved. If you're the one that's actually like running around doing the client facing, your feedback's really important to us to make sure that we're listing you properly and in the right areas and bringing in qualified jobs. So I'm going to send that over now if you could share that with him.
Yeah, he's knocking on the door.
Okay. And then the business name, Nizolex Lawn Care LLC. Do you want the LLC displayed or do you just want to leave it Nizolex Lawn Care?
No, I don't know. What do most people do? Just leave the regular name there?
It looks more professional, but some people don't want to have it displayed. It's really up to you. I think it looks better with it.
All right, I'll just leave it then with it.
Yeah, it just adds more legitimacy to the company. It's a good thing to have. And then I'm going to send everything in writing to you as well. You're going to get a receipt, full outline of the agreement. This is a business expense for you guys, so you will be able to write it off. What's the email address that I could send this to?
Steven, what email address you want to use? The Nizolex Lawn Care?
What
email do you want to use?
The business email. Nizolex here.
Yeah, that's
the business email is here. I'm just going to pull it up on my phone real quick.
Okay. Yeah, because I was telling them this is a business expense that you guys will be able to write off at the beginning of the year and get it back when you do your taxes. So I want to make sure I send you the receipt and everything in writing, too. That way you have it documented with all the discounts that I applied as well.
Okay. Yeah, so the email is pretty simple. It's lowercase n, Nizolex Lawn Care LLC. Everything's lowercase, at gmail.com.
Okay.
It'll be a picture of a bold. It'll be the picture of our logo. I know, like on Google, when you type in the Gmail.
Okay, you'll be able to send that logo in to us if I send the email over. Oh, that was a question.
Yes, I could send it to you in a PDF.
Yeah, that's what we want. So that way it doesn't get pixelated. I'm gonna text the email address over to your dad's phone right now that we're on. Oh, actually, this one went, the the text message went to 444-0881.
Yeah, it just went to my personal cell. I got that.
Got it. So all text messages are set up to go to your cell phone. Do you want to have your cell phone as the business line for the customers to call?
Yes.
Okay. Let me switch this over. And then I'll just have your dad added as like the partner or co-owner. All right. And then Google's going to – oh, sorry. What was that, Chief?
You don't even have to put me down if you don't have to.
Well, we don't have to, but like just in case you call in one day and you're just doing something or you're returning a call, we want to make sure we know what business it is and who we're talking to. So I'll just add you to the system for that reason, but it won't be displayed anywhere. We'll just have Junior's number up there. Okay.
Thanks.
And then Google's going to send a verification letter to you guys in the mail. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. But that's how you get the little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back of the pin I'll need from you when it comes in. But what's the street address that I could send that to?
23 Peters Road, Hopewell Junction, New York.
12533. Okay.
Yep.
Got it. And did Junior buy a domain name for the business yet, for the website?
Did you buy anything? No.
No, I don't.
No. Okay, we'll get it for you. But if there was one already existing, I'd want to use that one, especially if you put it on like a business card or the side of a truck or anything.
We haven't yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no worries. We'll get one for you. So that'll be a part of it. We'll just include the domain name purchase. Should be pretty easy to get. You guys have a very unique last name. I don't think I've ever heard it before.
No, that's why we use it.
Yeah.
You can't use that last name, more forget us.
Yeah, exactly. The chances that domain name's taken is very low. Okay. All right, it's available. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
You can do 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Do 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or you guys work the weekends too?
Weekends too.
Yeah, you do that 7 days a week.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's mainly phone calls. I mean, if they call you and it's a bad time, you could always schedule them out. So I'll go 8 to 8,
yeah,
Monday through Sunday. And then can he accept cash, check, and card from the customers?
Yeah.
You can accept card?
I can accept card, cash, everything.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. All right, so the heavy lifting's done here. I got the account created. I just want to schedule a time where we could do that client interview, and then we'll secure the first month's payment. I'll let you guys get to this customer. What's the best time for us to do a client interview with you guys tomorrow? Or later
tomorrow,
today, if you have time.
If
I could do any.
If
you want to do it later today, I have like a 6:30.
I gotta go grab that piece over in New Windsor.
Mm. And we can do tomorrow.
You can call Junior and he can set up the rest of the stuff with you. You don't need me,
yeah,
right?
No, it's a client interview rep, so they just want to know everything he wants to be listed for, the area, and then we'll have him send in the logo for the website and get the domain name for the website and get an idea on how he wants it to look. I'll send over the initial draft for him to review, and then any changes he wants to make is just going to be a part of the service. So it's a pretty easy call. It'll be like 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah, so 6:30, and then
all right.
That's
fine. Go ahead and lock him in. Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. I'm going to text that over to Junior for 6:30, and then we will text you guys as well. So there'll be a calendar invite and a text message reminder prior to the call. That way he doesn't forget or miss it. Yep. If something pops up or changes where you guys get hung up, I heard you say you have to go get that part. Just let us know, you know. We could always reschedule it.
I'm going to send my father out to go get the
part. Yeah, I'll get the part.
I'm going to be available.
He'll be available.
It's funny. It's like perfect that you call, because I was going to start building my own website and doing everything on my own. The Angie List is 300. It's 30 something a month.
Yeah.
Screw that. I'd rather be on Google
I'd rather get leads and have all that there through Google, because Angie,
yep.
sometimes, like, it's a hit or miss. Like, sometimes you'll get plenty of leads, and then it's like you get some weird ones, like,
yeah.
two hours away from us.
Yeah, yeah, and it's hit or miss because the way they have it set up, they have their Google listing set up to cover, like, 50, 60 miles around you. It's not customized to you guys, so they'll just kind of send in whatever they get, and then they're also sending it to other people, which kind of lowers the chances of you getting it. So you'll like this. This will be customized to you guys from top to bottom.
And my buddy John that's in the field, too.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. So I have the confirmation. I sent you the calendar invite for the appointment at 6:30. And then I just got to secure the first month's payment, and I'll let you guys get back to work until the client interview. How did you want to secure the first month's payment?
I'd give you a card number.
We could do that. Is it under your name? Well, I mean, you guys have the same name, right? does it have the business name on it?
I have a credit card with a business name on it.
Okay. Yeah, that would be the best way to do it because, like I said, it's a write-off for you guys. It's a business expense. So if you have it documented there plus the invoice receipt, you guys be able to write it off at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and then I also, we have a business account too. So.
Okay. So go ahead and grab that. I'm going to secure it with you now. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a MasterCard. And you said what, $299, right?
Yep, it's going to be $299 exactly. Nothing else.
Sure.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending the Google verification letter?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready for you.
It's 5113.
5113.
79.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 5113, yep.
Oh, okay.
79. 83.
83, okay.
42, 54.
42, 54.
42, 12.
42, 12. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It's 0330.
0330. And then on the back, there should be a small three-digit code.
059.
059. Okay. And then I'm going to do a voice verification. This is added protection for you. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with your guys' business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is Junior, can you hear me as well?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. All right, gentlemen, so you guys are on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you guys as the business owners. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
NiceLex Lawn Care, LLC.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the business?
Steven Nidlack Jr.
Owner of the business.
Owner of the business.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that has been provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but obviously the live calls are usually the money. You know, if you don't answer the live calls, there'll be a pipeline in your tracking system where you could still follow up with them, but there's a slim chance they might have went calling somebody else. So be mindful of that.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
It says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have, you guys. You're fine if you want to keep doing that. I'm not telling you that you have to cancel anything. But after today, if you're going to add anything online, just double check. You shouldn't need anything else, but just double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the online listings that we've already created. We don't want.
No, we only have Angie's listed, now you, so.
Right. Well, if you look at the platinum package, I mean, when you say now you, it's a lot more than just Google, right? It's like Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook. We're building your website. So I put a bunch of things in there to where we're kind of like a one-stop shop for the company. You shouldn't need other marketing services. But if you're going to add it, like I said, we just want to avoid any duplicates or any extra overhead.
Yeah, I hope I don't have nothing else that I don't know about.
Well, there is a pay-per-lead service Google might offer you after a month or two, so be mindful of that if that's something you guys want to grow into, but might be more than enough already with just this local listing.
Yeah.
And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 20th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299, but I put you on a platinum package bundle. Now, due to the pricing structures and the discounts that I've applied with waiving the setup fee on the site and the cost for us to purchase the domain and everything, we do want a 3-month verbal commitment from you guys. It's very important because we got to build you the site and everything, you know, we want to make sure you're giving it enough time before you hard evaluate it. So try it for at least a quarter. We do have early termination. If it's before the first 3 months, they charge an early termination charge. But otherwise there's no other like cancellation fees, penalties or anything like that. We're just going 30 days at a time with you. And then it says, okay. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
For the 3 months, yes.
Yeah, it's a 3-month verbal. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. When this payment goes through, you're going to get a text message confirmation with an outline of the agreement in writing. You have to sign off on the bottom of that agreement. And then they're also going to send you a username and password for your own account dashboard and tracking system. Now, no matter what kind of device you have, Junior, whether it's an iPhone, Android, tablet, if you go to the App Store and just look up Local Splash, there's our own app in there. Highly recommend you download that. It'll make your life really easy. You'll be able to oversee the website, Facebook, Google, Bing, everything from there. It'll also capture leads if you're missing calls, so that way you can always have a pipeline of job opportunities or something to follow up on. That way you're not missing anything. Don't leave any stones unturned. I did get a response back from your bank, though. It said insufficient funds. Yeah. Retry after 1 hour. Did you guys get a notification?
I just got a Capital One alert saying that in my card number, it was declined because of some of the credit card information was entered incorrectly. Check your card's expiration date and security code. Try again.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So I had March 2030.
It was 0530.
There it is, May. And then the security code is 059?
Yes.
Okay. And the rest of the card's blocked out. It just says MasterCard ending in 4212.
You need the numbers again?
Well, I'm thinking it's just going to be the date, so I'll try to reprocess it here. With just that date, and then if there is another decline, then we can try to the numbers again, but it looks like it's going through this time.
Okay.
Yeah, this one processed. So I just want to hang on the line with you guys enough to make sure that he gets the outline of the agreement in writing to sign off on. That way you have it all in black and white, and then also the username and password for his account dashboard and tracking system are going to come through. Now, I know it might seem like a lot of information. Don't feel overwhelmed, okay? You got a team of people here. Save our number. It's the same number I've been texting you on. It's attached to every text and email that you get from us. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, there's 24/7 customer service. We'll basically walk you through it until you got the hang of things, and then we'll take the training wheels off and let you ride like you were doing when you were 5 with Dad.
I got you.
Yeah. And so we hold your hand through it. We got guys that are like 80 years old, you know, that are like, okay, they're dinosaurs and they realize they got to catch up with the times, but we don't expect them to jump on a computer and check their emails all the time. So we kind of hold their hand through it and just tell them to answer the calls when the customers come in. So we can make it really easy, or we could get really complex if you guys are the kind of business owner that's like, hey, I want to be active with every step.
Well, that's him. That's, you know, that's me. I'm the phone guy. I'll get the phone call off.
Sounds about right. Younger generation's a bit more analytical. You know, they're born and the phones are already here. I think for you and me, it's a little different. We had to adjust to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But did you get the text?
Just pulled up now.
Okay. Well, it's perfect timing.
Phone.
Okay. No worries.
So he got the text. So he'll do the onboarding.
There. Right.
Yeah, he did.
Onboarding call at 6:30.
Yep.
All right.
Works out good.
All right, Steve. Have a great day. Thank you for signing up. I'll talk to you guys at 6:30.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.